Hey, thanks so much for being here this morning. I'll read you the headline from KTAR.com. Arizona Corrections Director says drugs getting into prisons has a plan for reform. The person behind this story, in large part, is Taylor Tassler. She joins me now. First of all, I want to tell you, great work. And this is an amazing series that you guys have put together.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some of the background here. You've talked to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked now to the new DOC director.
Yes.
Impressions of what they had to say about both. Pretty candid.
Yeah, he was extremely transparent with me and just really forefront. He answered all of my questions. And when Governor Hobbs, you know, became the governor and decided to really take on the Department of Corrections, her whole thing was transparency. And from the conversation I had with him, he's exactly what she pledged to the community.
I want people to hear what's part of the interview. And people can see the interviews and read the stories over at KTAR.com. And I think if you're a citizen of Arizona, or anywhere really, but Arizona, you need to hear what's going on in prisons. I want people to hear just a little bit of what he said about drug use in the facilities.
There's a substance use within our facilities. That's an issue in corrections that we've been battling for decades.
Now, he came from the state of Maine.
Yes.
And so he's talking about this being a national issue. Were you a little surprised that he was that candid about it?
I was. I asked him about, he, you know, told me at the start of the interview, since being here, I've noticed strengths and weaknesses. And we kind of went in and I asked him, you know, are drugs in prisons? And that was his answer. Yes. And he also, not just saying it's an Arizona focus, but it's something nationally that's been focused. And I think there's always been rumblings that this is going on, but you've never heard someone, the head of a department, acknowledge it and say that it is happening. So it caught me off guard in a way.
Did they go into any specific detail, whether it was him or the governor, go into specific detail of how those drugs are getting into prisons?
The governor had concerns and suspicions, but nothing to confirm, specifically after the MCSO incident where Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzone came out and said a detention officer was arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle drugs there. She told me, that concerns me. I don't think that is just a one-time thing, and it wouldn't surprise me to find out if that is happening at the state level. I followed up with him because I asked him, how are drugs getting in? He told me there's multiple ways. They can get in through the mailroom, through visitation. And so I asked him, you know, this is a concern of the governor's. Are you aware that this is a concern of hers? And he said, yes, you know, this is a way that it can get in. He really said any way that people can come into our facilities is a vulnerability. And so the goal is to eliminate those vulnerabilities and find a way to make them more secure. So he acknowledged it as well that, you know, he didn't necessarily say it's happening here, but he did say, you know, yeah, that does happen.
In the case of MCSO, the sheriff acted very quickly in saying, we are going to purchase separate scanners that employees will use. They won't go through the same ones as inmates, but they will be scanned as a public safety, officer safety, inmate safety issue. And he acted very quickly. Are they saying there are some quick changes that are being made, and what are they doing to try to stop this at the state level?
Yeah, I followed up with the director and asked him, and he said they are currently implementing similar scanners that they're implementing at the Maricopa County level. He's actually had conversations with Pinzone and is going to continue to have conversations with him. Is what he told me is that he really wants to talk to Pinzone about what he's learned here locally and then, you know, be able to implement that at the state level.
The other part of this, like every other law enforcement agency and people, I don't know why people don't see it this way, but corrections officers are law enforcement inside the prisons. It's not just turning keys and moving inmates. There's criminal investigations and all kinds of things that go on in the prisons. Staffing is an issue for them, and maybe even more so in the prisons than with officers on the street, correct?
He told me that they currently have a 25% vacancy rate.
Yeah, let me play that. I think this was interesting when he talked about these staffing rates.
Staffing is a challenge, not just isolated here. It's a challenge nationwide. Focusing here in Arizona is the priority. And what we know is we hover right around a 25% vacancy rate.
Are the biggest issues for staffing with them, did he get into any details? Is it about pay? What is it? Why are they so short-staffed?
He didn't necessarily get into details about why they're short-staffed, kind of. I mean, the whole entire nation is suffering a workforce shortage, and I think it was kind of chalked up to that. The governor chalked it up to a similar reason as well. But one thing that both he and the governor said is corrections is a hard job. You know, they deal with a lot, and the corrections officers and just employees of corrections, they need that type of support. And he has a really unique way that he wants to retain employees. He told me, you know, he's going around right now to all the facilities, talking to all the employees, and he wants to, while also bringing in employees, retain employees. And so he is actually, instead of pushing down mandates, making policy with the employees so they feel like they have a, not feel, but so they do have a stake in corrections. And he believes that that is how he will retain employees, by including them into the conversation.
Now, I'm making a bit of a leap on this, and maybe this is something you discussed with him, but when you put together drug use and a staffing shortage in a facility like this, it is about officer safety, but it's also about inmate safety, because there is irrational behavior, sometimes unpredictability when there's drug use going on. So this seems like one problem compounds the other.
He did say, you know, when you put extra like burdens on staff, that it can create security concerns. And his biggest thing is making sure that they have secure prisons. So I think that was kind of the linking. When you're pushing, you know, more mandates on them, putting more stress on them, it can lead to security concerns. And that is something that he wants to get rid of here. He wants to fix that so that the prisons are secure. He basically said to me at the end of the day, I just want to do good corrections, and I want us to be proud of the work that we're doing.
I remember when you started working on this, and how, you know, it was just one door seemed to open the next. This isn't really over, is it? I mean, there's still more investigation for you to do and more to come, isn't there?
There is. You know, now that this piece is aired, I think more people are feeling comfortable to come and talk to us about it. Before, you know, it was very hushed and people were scared. And I think having the governor and the director come out and be pretty transparent and open to talk about it makes people more comfortable. So, you know, more people are coming to us and telling us their stories. And that's just more avenues for us to dive down and to really take a deeper look as to maybe some of the channels that drugs are getting in, and get insights from maybe inmates or former staff. You know, the story's not done here, but I think this was a really good jumping off point.
And it's not just the drugs, it's the system itself overall, that there's a lot of changes that are coming and happening. And you bringing light to it, I said when we started this, it's excellent work you guys have done out there in the newsroom, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to see it all come to light. It's been something we've been working on, I mean, since 2022. Yes, 2022. Wow. I was like, I had to think what year we're in for a second, but it's been a while, so I'm happy to see it, you know, finally be published and come to light, and then continue moving forward.
Well, that's Taylor Tassler. Great job, Taylor. She is worked very hard on this along with other people on the team. You can go to KTAR.com and check out the entire series, and it is a worthwhile checking this out and what's happening.